Exodus chapter 8. And the Lord, Jehovah, spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh, and say to him, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let them go, look, I will strike all your borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, and into your bedchamber, and upon your bed, and into the house of your servants, and upon your people, and into your ovens, and into your kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on you, and upon your people, and upon all your servants. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses. Say to Aaron, Stretch forth your hand with your staff over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up, and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did the same with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron, and said, Call upon the Lord Jehovah, that he may take away the frogs from me, and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifices to the Lord Jehovah. And Moses said to Pharaoh, Tell me, when shall I intervene for you, and for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, Tomorrow. And he said, It shall be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord Jehovah, our God. And the frogs shall depart from you, and from your houses, and from your servants, and from your people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried to the Lord Jehovah, because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord Jehovah did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together into heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and did not listen to them, as the Lord Jehovah had said. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your staff, and strike the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. Because Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff, and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man, and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did the same with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not, so there were lice upon man, and upon beast. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as the Lord Jehovah had said. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, look. He comes forth to the water. And say to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if you will not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies upon you, and upon your servants, and upon your people, and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground upon which they are. And I will separate in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people live, that no swarms of flies shall be there. So that you may know that I am the Lord Jehovah in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and your people, tomorrow this sign shall be. And the Lord Jehovah did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, You go, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, It is not good for us to do so. Because we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord Jehovah, our God. Look, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, and sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, our God, as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Ask for me. And Moses said, Look, I will go out from you, and I will ask the Lord Jehovah, that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, tomorrow. But do not let Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah. And Moses went out from Pharaoh, and called to the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah did according to the word of Moses. And he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, there remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go.